Some people's lives follow an orderly path, more or less progressing as expected. Becky Ansis is not one of those people. Reporter Kevin Ferguson has her story.
I was always, you know, I was the kid with, like, you know, the Doc Martens and the black t-shirts and reading literature, and, you know, sports were stupid and jocks were stupid and they were just wasting their time.
That's Becky Ansis. Not only were sports never part of her childhood, doctors said playing sports could actually endanger her life.
In college, I was diagnosed with a blood vessel disorder in my intestines, which led to internal bleeding. So I had several blood transfusions, and I was severely anemic. You know, that was tough, but you learn to live with it.
Living with it meant no sports, which was just fine with Becky.
My internal organs are kind of fragile and easily injured. They said, don't do any heavy weightlifting or any vigorous sports. And I was like, all right, that's fine with me. Like, I could still walk, I could still hike mountains.
And Becky could still travel, which was her real passion. After graduating from Boston's Emerson College in the late 90s, Becky and her husband drove cross-country twice and traveled around the world, visiting more than 30 countries. Becky's transformation began in the city of Hangzhou, a 2.5-hour drive from Shanghai. She landed a 6-month gig teaching English, a job that would help her save some money before moving on.
And then it was like, one more year, and then one more year, and okay, one more year. And finally, you know, got divorced from the guy, sold the house, friends took the cats, and now I've given up on saying one more year. It's basically forever now. Now my family's like, are you ever coming back? And I'm like, I don't know.
13 years after Becky's initial diagnosis, she began to suffer excruciating abdominal pain. She headed to the hospital, and after a series of tests, doctors delivered the news.
You have stage 4 liver cancer. It looks like your pancreas is also involved. We'll need to do more tests. And she said, looks like you have 3 to 6 months left to live. We'll need to do some more tests to see, you know, if there's treatment available. But the hospital is all full right now. So you'll have to come back Wednesday. We can check you in on Wednesday. So I had to go home by myself, and I had to spend the next 3 days with, like, you have 3 to 6 months left to live, ringing through my head. You know, if it was true, I was obviously going to quit my job immediately and, you know, have a wonderful last 3 to 6 months.
As it turned out, the doctors were 100% wrong. Becky had no cancer. But it wasn't all good news. The vascular disorder she had been diagnosed with in Boston had progressed. Her capillaries were growing out of control and were overtaking her major organs, she said, like ivy on a brick wall.
There's nothing to be done about it. My liver is okay now. It might slowly over time, or it will slowly over time kind of disintegrate, and I might need a new liver in the future. But, you know, luckily the death sentence was removed from my head. It definitely changes your life, and it definitely changes everything that comes after it. And, you know, if I was walking slowly before, this was just like a push, and it was like, you have to do what you want to do, and you can't waste time.
Here's where sports comes in. It happened quite accidentally when Becky moved to Xiaomen, a colonial port city on the Chinese mainland just across the Taiwan Strait.
You know, it was a new city. I knew nobody, so I met a lot of people, and I had this group of friends. They were international, mostly Europeans, and they played badminton every Tuesday and Thursday. And they invited me, and I always said no, but one night it was my friend's birthday, and it was badminton night. So my other friends arranged a surprise party after badminton. So I figured, like, if I'm going to the surprise party after badminton, I might as well just go to badminton as well.
Becky went for it. For the first time in her adult life, she played a sport. But it wasn't love at first swipe.
My first time playing badminton, I wasn't impressed. I wasn't good. And I would play badminton in, like, my khaki pants and my New Balance sneakers and my cotton t-shirt. I didn't have any sports clothes. I didn't have any sports equipment. I hate sweating. So I told my friends, I said, does this place get hot in the summer? And they were like, oh yeah, it gets really hot and it smells really bad. And I was like, all right, well, you know, when summer comes, I'm going to stop playing badminton because I hate sweating. I hate smelly people. And, you know, May and June and July, and I kept playing.
In the thick, breezeless air of an indoor Chinese badminton court, the temperature often hovers in the 90s.
And I was like, why am I still playing badminton? Like, I hate being so hot. And, like, it did smell really bad. And I was like, why am I still playing it? And I was like, do I like badminton? I think I actually like the sport.
So now it's China forever and badminton everything.
I play every day. Every day except Fridays. I play about 18 hours a week. I figured it out. So I play like 4 hours a night, 3 to 4 hours a night. And I super love it. It is so weird.
Becky loves it so much that she competes in amateur tournaments. She even hired a coach, a 20-year veteran of the sport named Lin Zhejiang.
Xiaobing's biggest advantage is she is persistent, earnest, and never gives up,
says Lin, using Becky's Chinese name.
These are the most important and irreplaceable qualities that all athletes must have to become a master hand. She is very committed to her goal. A lot of people give up when facing obstacles, but not Xiaobing.
And what of Becky's illness? Competitive badminton is a vigorous sport. Becky sprints about 4 miles during a 90-minute match, but she hasn't had any episodes of bleeding since picking up the sport 2.5 years ago.
I think badminton has helped me physically a lot. I've always had a lot of energy. I've always been a very energetic person, but now I have, like, crazy amounts of energy, and I don't know if it's helped me in terms of my health problems. There's kind of no way to measure that, but it's definitely helped me in my daily life.
Becky concedes that her life will be shortened because of her illness. In the meantime,
would I play badminton so vigorously if I didn't have that experience? I don't know, because it's like badminton, like, I love badminton so much, and I just want to improve, and I don't want to waste my time doing other things. I don't want to waste my time, like, going out with my friends and going to bars, because, like, I used to do that a lot, but that won't help badminton. And I think being sick and having, you know, this problem has definitely helped me be braver in life, I guess, you know, and just kind of go for what I want to go for.
Last summer, Becky met an American who claimed to be good at badminton. He had played it as a child in his backyard.
And I said, all right, like, let's go play. So we went to the courts, and we went with 2 Chinese friends, and we're just hitting the bird back and forth, just warm-ups. And we hit it for about, you know, 5-10 minutes, and he was like, okay, I'm going to take a break. And he was sweating, and he was out of breath, and I said, take a break. And he was like, yeah, you're right, badminton's hard. And I was like, we're not playing yet, we're just warming up.
That's Becky Ansis speaking with reporter Kevin Ferguson. You can follow Becky Ansis's life on her 2 blogs. We'll have links at onlyagame.org.